Blog Talk Radio.
Who gave it back?
All right. 30 minutes later, we are back. We're so sorry. Technical difficulties in the form of I'm crazy. So.
Yes, she is.
So we are going to give you your daily gaming news. Always, as promised, we'll always be here unless fingers fall off or something. Oh, gosh. I've had way too much coffee already. So see, if you guys had just bring us lunch, we wouldn't have these issues. This is all your fault. Jen. Well, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
The sane one. Ginger's the sane one today.
Yes, today. Give me a couple hours.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you heard our dirty porn music earlier, and then maybe we got a little too excited. What happened? I can't even tell you what happened, but here we are. We're back.
We had to go have a cold shower. We're back. We're sorry.
So, Jen, what do you got for these lovely people today that waited so patiently to hear us?
I have got a possible uh-oh with the Kinect. Yeah, coming out of game politics by way of Gamma Sutra, looks like Kinect may have a connection to all these sudden red ring deaths that are going on.
Oh, I'm unplugging mine right now.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft is denying it, but there is concern that the peripheral is causing Xbox 360s everywhere to fail. Not good. Microsoft is saying it's just a coincidence, but there has been an increase, it seems, in these Xboxes that as soon as you plug in your brand new Kinect, you're getting ready to play. Maybe you even get to play two or three rounds of Dance Central. You get the red ring of death. Unfortunately, Microsoft is not accepting that these problems are related to the Kinect. So users who want the problem fixed for free are probably not going to have that. You're going to end up having to pay the fee, and mainly because most of the consoles that this is happening to are well past the warranty.
Mine isn't. So,
clean out your fan. Make sure it's all dust-free before you plug in that Kinect. Don't let it get overheated, because that's what's happening.
Well, mine is all clean, and mine is still under warranty, because it seems to love to die right before the warranty ends, which is good for me. Hey. Send it back in, I get a new one, extended warranty. Hot.
Very nice.
So, you lovely people, in case you haven't heard, this comes to our from our friends over at Engadget. PS3. Yeah, you know the controversy, the hackers have been doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, another hacker going by moniker Kakak, you know, dude, get a new tag, really. Kakaroto Talks, I don't know, went the extra mile and added something else to the whole hacking thing. He's created tools that will convert your plain old PS3 firmware into a new fancy custom firmware. And this will even work with the new 3.55 patch. Supposedly it's able of running signed and encrypted executable PKG files. Not unlike the ones that Sony itself uses to distribute the PSN network games, or PSN games. But this one isn't pirated. Since the kernel is left unmodified, this means that the custom firmware is really meant for future homebrew installations, and it will not allow piracy. Ha-ha. Someone found a way around it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to install the package files option, install the package file of options. You'll find it under the game section of your XMB PS3 dash, and also at ps3-hacks.com has a guide there for you as well. And a video of the custom firmware installation. Ha ha, is also there. Yay. And this is from Engadget by way of joystick. Ooh, that's going to be interesting. Will it run my Hulu?
That's all she wants to know. Is it going to run her Hulu?
Can somebody fix that problem? If it runs Hulu, I'm in. I'm downloading it now.
All right. Well, this is a press release from Mad Catz. They are announcing the ship date for Cyborg gaming lights with AMBX technology. Mad Cats Interactive, a leading third-party interactive entertainment accessory provider, announces that it expects to ship the gaming lights with AMBX technology, being released on PC under the company Cyborg Professional Gaming brand by the end of January 2011. AMBX technology delivers sensory surround entertainment, enabling gamers to enjoy a more immersive experience by incorporating dynamic light and color effects into their gameplay. Apparently, it can be used with games, movies, and music. Media comes to life when used with the AMBX scripted media to deliver a richer interactive sensory environment. I am looking for pictures to see what I can find out. It says it envelopes the user in up to 16 million colors. The lights provide atmospheric directional lighting effects such as tracking enemy fire and an enhanced ambient gaming environment.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this looks really interesting. Up to 24 sets of lights can be positioned at a different compass points around the room to create surround effects. When positioned in different areas of the room, the gaming lights will react with different default or gamer-defined effects, giving the gamer a fully directional, spatial, and sensory surround lighting experience.
And wonder where they got that from. Give you two words, The Matrix.
Yes, this sounds awesome. If you want to check it out, the link is store.gameshark.com is where you can look at this. I'm not finding a price. But it looks like the gaming lights come with a 30-day trial of the hit game, Age of Conan: Hyborian Adventures.
Oh,
they were closing that.
Well, apparently not. If they put this in, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to come back just due to the sheer fact that they can be up in their living room or computer room, jumping around, swinging a sword, and it's completely 3D. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's innovation. That's what I like. Okay.
That's
very interesting. Got to keep an eye on those Game Shark people. They've been around for years. You guys remember them from back in the 90s? Yeah, when they used to make that big thing you'd plug into your console that would hack all your games for you? Yeah, those are those people. Well, for those of you who love Earthrise, any of you out there love Earthrise? I bet you do. Masthead Studios is releasing some additional beta testing keys. They're quoted as saying, "We are incredibly excited for our fans to experience firsthand the significant updates we've made to Earthrise over the past few months." This is from Antanas Atanasov. These people with the name today. He's a producer and director over at Masthead Studios. He's saying the development team has been working around the clock to continually add new gameplay functions, and they're thrilled for the community of testers to become further immersed and share their thoughts. The new Earthrise beta version features player-centric enhancements such as upgraded combat and tactic skills, crafting skills, insurance, teleports, and as well as more advanced graphics and sharper animations. To celebrate the new beta client, they'll be releasing thousands of Earthrise testing keys to those who have been waiting patiently to dive into crafting, trading, and battles of the world of Intera. You can head over to, and we'll be putting this up on the site for you as well, so if you can't remember this link, feel free to drop by. It should be up by the time you hear this. It is old.play-earthrise.com/beta/betasignup.html, and we'll try to grab a couple of those for you too, so you don't have to go through all that, but we'll keep the ones we get first. I'm sorry. It's going to be available for digital download, the full game, on February the 4th. This is another post-apocalyptic sci-fi MMORPG set in the distant future. We've talked about this on the news before. Looks very interesting. If you want to just check out Earthrise, you can go to play-earthrise.com to learn more. There might even be a link to the beta over there. Yeah.
That's interesting. Earthrise. I don't know. I'll mention that later. All right, Corey, there's another one out there we're going to be addicted to. Well, maybe not, because I don't think either one of us have iPads, but Home Sweet Home HD coming to an iPad near you. Advertisement says, "Need a room designed in high definition? You'd better call the Home Sweet Home team." Big Blue Bubble Incorporated is proud to announce the release of Home Sweet Home HD for the Apple iPad, available immediately. With added luxury of bigger rooms and highly polished art, Home Sweet Home HD will give you the chance to unleash your hidden talents as an interior designer. You choose the furniture, patterns, and colors to create a masterpiece that will blow your clients away.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
There are iPad emulators, and I do have a Mac. I think I can swing this.
Well, there is no price on this, people. So you kind of failed there, but
people.
Again, it is available today, right now, immediately. Home Sweet Home HD. If you're into those simulators like we are, because you know I know me and Corey are addicted on Facebook. So go over there, check that out. I wish I even had a link to send you to. I have nothing.
Well, maybe you look up Big Blue Bubble. Their screenshots are also kind of weird. We'd love to show you some, but there's some weirdness going on here. Big Blue Bubble people, pull it together. Pull it together. The game looks interesting when I tilt my head some kind of weird way, but I don't want to have to do that. So anyway. Wow. Interesting day today. Okay. So those of you who love you some Lara Croft will be happy to hear that the Tomb Raider Trilogy Pack is available exclusively for the PlayStation 3. Well, actually, it won't be available until March 25th, but we can at least tell you about it. The pack will include Tomb Raider Legend and Tomb Raider Anniversary. Also, these two will be remastered in HD quality, as well as Tomb Raider Underworld, which was previously released on PlayStation 3. Also, a number of items were also created exclusively for the pack, including the Tomb Raider Trilogy PlayStation 3 theme pack, the official Lara Croft female home avatar outfit, the Viking Thrall male home avatar outfit, and a collection of making of trailers in HD for the entire series. So, wow. Might want to grab that. Pick it up March 25th again. You can also check that out at TombRaider.com, or you can follow Tomb Raider on Twitter. I didn't know Lara Croft had a Twitter. I'm so following that right now.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I'm following her right now. I love some Lara.
Oh, I know. She's so hot. Anyways, on to technology. Looks like that's going to be the day for it today. NVIDIA showcases new Lenovo 3D gaming monitor with NVIDIA 3D Vision technology at CES.
Oh, wow. Say that 6 times fast.
I know, right? NVIDIA today announced the expansion of its NVIDIA 3D Vision ecosystem with the addition of new 3D-enabled PCs and monitors by Lenovo. NVIDIA is demonstrating the new Lenovo 3D monitor, as well as a number of new 3D vision systems and 3D content at CES this week. Yeah, looks like this technology delivers a breathtaking stereoscopic 3D experience for gamers, movie lovers, and photo enthusiasts on their PCs and notebook computers.
Why?
I'm to get a piece of the 3D pie. Everybody wants 3D.
Yeah, some of these guys that are clamoring for 3D are not going to like it so much when your girlfriend comes in and you can't hide the 3D porn. I'm just saying, you might want to think about that.
Oh, God, no. All right, well, if you want more information, head over to Lenovo.com, Lenovo.com. Or if you happen to be a lucky one and you're at CES, head over there, check it out. They've got a booth.
They do?
uh-huh.
Really? Are you sure?
Uh-huh. Am I able to give away the booth number?
Yeah, give it away.
31431.
Thank you. Back to me?
Back to you. Back to you, Corey.
Well, it's hot and there's a cold front. No. I'm out of control today. I really am. So, those of you who are loving your shape, guess what? It's on your iPhone now. Mm-hmm. Ubisoft announced today that its New Your Shape, wow, fitness Evolve app is available on the App Store for your iPhone and iPod Touch. They're saying that this will allow users to view and manage their Your Shape profiles and stats while on the go. So this will allow you to keep track of how many calories you burn, monitor progress made toward your fitness or weight goals. Again, it is already available for free, on the App Store on your iPhone, iPod, iPod Touch or iPhone, and you can find it at itunes.com/theAppStore, as if you didn't know. If you want to know more about it before you download it, you can go to yourshapegame.us.ub.com. Yay!
Interesting. Awesome. All right. My Little Baby, now available on the App Store.
No.
Come on. You know, your little kid would love this.
No.
DTP Young Entertainment announces its My Little Baby app is now available on the App Store, available for iPhone and iPod Touch. This app gives its players pure parental joy in raising their digital offspring.
Why? I keep having to ask
that. Keep them from having it in real life. Hey,
no,
go for it.
No, it doesn't.
My Little Baby players await a packed daily schedule with their little angel. In addition to fun, there are a number of commitments to fulfill as well throughout the game. The tiny one wants to be lovingly entertained, fed, and cared for, so new challenges are around every corner. So this sounds like Tamagotchi, but for the iPhone and iPod. Looks like it's $1.99 on the App Store for your iPhone or iPod Touch if you want that kind of thing.
Tell you why it's not like the real thing. You can turn it off is why it's not like the real thing. I want to see them create a console just for that, since the kids want to play so bad with pretend babies, one that doesn't turn off and wakes them up in the middle of the night. Now, that's funny. So, Vieira Connect. Did we talk about them already?
What?
Vieira Connect.
I don't think so.
Well, let me just tell you. GameLoft and Panasonic deliver the ultimate gaming experience, they're saying, with Vieira Connect-enabled Vieira HD TVs. Yay! This is another one, 3D. GameLoft and leading developer and publisher of digitally distributed games, wow, along with Panasonic, who, of course, is proclaiming themselves a leader in full HD 3D technology and connected TV entertainment, have announced a lineup of cutting-edge video games with 3D graphics, including Asphalt 5, Nova, Near Orbit, Vanguard, Alliance, and Uno, which will be directly accessible on Panasonic's 2011 line of Vieira Connect-enabled Vieira HD TVs. Good God, people. The first game, Asphalt 5, was unveiled today at CES. What is with the 3D stuff? So
I'm telling you, everybody wants it.
3D is the theme at CES this year. We'll be talking about that later tonight, by the way, on the our later show where we're allowed to be a little more free. So Michael Guillon, chairman and president of GameLoft, is saying that the shape of entertainment is changing as technology evolves, and they're saying that their partnership with Panasonic exemplifies how two forward-thinking companies can meld the future of video gaming with the future of connected television. Consumers can now enjoy the best gaming experience directly on their Panasonic Vieira HD TV sets. The launch of Asphalt 5 and other best GameLoft 3D graphic games on Panasonic's TV also transforms the consumer gaming experience into a truly social one, thanks to the game's online multiplayer features. Oh, yeah, we're going to have an interesting discussion about this tonight. I see some major wars going on between some companies that never stepped in each other's radar before. This is going to be interesting. Jen, what you got?
Oh, I've got this. It's in the game's release. I got to read it. It's a spoof, but it's hilarious. UTV True Games, an international publisher and developer of multiplayer online games, has accepted responsibility for the mass bird and fish deaths in Arkansas and Louisiana.
Oh, God.
Citing their internal game development team for testing their latest project, Faction, that went awry on the New Year's Eve. Our development team was working overtime in preparation for the closed beta at the end of January, and one of our designers left for lunch without closing out the contagion spell in hell, said the creative director of Faction, Mike Madden. We are very sorry that the designer has since been confined to a windowless conference room and forced to update documentation. Moving forward.
They're going to blame us anyway. We might as well take the blame.
I know. This is just great.
Awesome.
It just gets better, though. Moving forward, UCV True Games has created a policy that will prevent this type of accident from occurring and are apologetic for the to the citizens of Arkansas and have offered to relocate thousands of valuable but unwanted grackles and deer from the Austin area to Beebe, Arkansas, and LaBarre, Louisiana as a peace offering for the area's loss of precious fowl. And, you know, again, shameless plugging down at the end. If you want to know more about Faction Online, it can be found at factiononline.com, FactionOnline.com.
That is fantastic. Love it. Take the blame before they even say anything. Sure, they'll spin it to us some kind of way. Okay, so Microsoft is saying, ha-ha, we are so, so awesome. The sales figures for Microsoft and the Kinect were released today at the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, and it said it makes it official. Kinect has connected with consumers. Over the past 2 months, consumers have snatched up Kinect almost as quickly as retailers have stocked the shelves, according to the sales figures. Microsoft reported just yesterday, later in the evening at CES, since its release on November 4th, more than 8 million of us crazy people have bought Kinect sensors. That figure easily outdistanced the 5 million units forecast that the company had predicted to sell during the sensor's first 60 days. Kinect was apparently the biggest, one of the bigger hits, not the biggest one, with consumers over the holiday season, again, with 8 million sold over a 60-day period. This closed out or capped the biggest year ever for Xbox. That came from David Dennis, who's the group public relations manager for Xbox. He could be lying. I'm sorry, David, don't cut me. Okay, so over the holiday season. I do believe I've met this person. I'm sorry. Okay, so over the holiday season, the console sales for the Xbox 360 itself hit 50 million, and it was also the number one selling console in North America over the past 6 months. Meanwhile, the Xbox Live community has continued to grow strongly overall in 2010, adding a new member, get this, every 2 seconds. Xbox Live now has more than 30 million active members. This is also including the new Kinect-enabled folk as well. They're saying that they have some great new titles coming out this year that are going to signal the momentum behind the Xbox, which should continue through this year. Ha, ha, ha. We shall see. I don't know. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to read this because we're going to have to talk about it tonight. So Xbox decided, of course, or Dennis, this was a bad move on your behalf, really, decided to be petty and threw out this comment. It used to be that you would go and buy this piece of plastic and put it under your TV. 5 years later, it's the exact same thing that you bought at the store. I think Microsoft has shown the ability to innovate and bring new experience like Kinect as well as Netflix, Hulu, and ESPN, and all leveraging Xbox Live. To continue to reinvent what you think is Xbox, you turn it on and we continue to update it, keep it fresh, and bring features. Was the dig at Nintendo really necessary, David?
They're just jealous.
Wow, this is going to be ugly. This year's going to be, cat fight. Cat oil is going to be everywhere. I'll tell you what cat oil is later on. Cat oil is going to be everywhere. Jen, what you got?
On the coattails of the 8 million Microsoft Kinects that have been shipped in the past month, or 60 days, sorry, 2 months, Kinect is bringing an online chat room service called Avatar Kinect.
Oh, hell.
I know. Kinect users will soon be able to use their camera to directly control their Xbox Live avatars in the newly announced Avatar Kinect online chat service available this spring for free to Xbox Live Gold members. That doesn't sound too free.
Gold members.
This service will also translate facial movements such as smiles and raised eyebrows to users' online avatar. A demonstration for the video for the service showed multiple avatars sitting around online talking about sports and TV shows among pre-made environments. Videos created with the Avatar Kinect will be shareable via Facebook, as a video demonstration revealed. I did pull this from Gamasutra, so if you want to read more of this, you want to see where they got it, all their fun links, head over there and check that out. It's Personally, I'm going to make sure that never meets my Xbox. I don't want that. No.
You don't have a choice. You know how they do. You can download this update, or you'll be signed out of Xbox Live. I love it when they force me to do stuff. Anyway. So, I think we were mentioned this yesterday. The game industry incentives have created 1,700 jobs in, here in Texas. Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Yes. Yes, we did. That's still awesome.
However, the UK people are complaining. They're saying there's none here. None there, rather. A report examining state incentives in Texas has drawn attention to the British government's epic fail to support the UK video games industry. So a grant system in Texas, of course, which we were talking about yesterday, provides funding for the game sector, which created 1,700 jobs last year between the year before, April 2009 and August 2010. This is a contrast to a fall of 9% in the headcount of British video game studios between 2008 and 2010. Listen up, you UK people. We love you. Just come over here. You're welcome. We love you. We do. We really do love you. That whole tea party thing that happened way back when, we've forgotten all that. That whole, you know, extra bad.
Corey just wants to hear your sexy James Bond voices.
Amen. Just come on over. let me get this out really quick. So apparently the organization called TIGA and one Mr. Dr. Richard Wilson said the report demonstrates once again that many governments around the world recognize the economic potential of video games and its ability to create high-skilled jobs. And Texas, of course, is now one of more than 20 states within the U.S. offering incentives for video game and production development. The U.K. government's failure to support the game sector in the face of mounting evidence is incongruous. If the right tax incentives are introduced, then games industry can create private sector jobs that the government claims it wants to encourage. TIGA has proposed a games tax relief, which would create or save 3,550 jobs and generate $457 million, whatever their money is, in revenue and investment, and increase and protect $415 million in the new and saved tax receipts. The government must reconsider the case currently for the games tax relief. We wish you guys luck over there. And if not, I got room. I got two or three empty rooms.
Just bring your sexy voices.
Yes, all you got to do is just sit around me and talk all day about everything, about nothing. Just sit and talk.
All right. Well, it looks like it's time for more dance. Move your body with Dance Dance Revolution, a new moves. Konami details first PlayStation 3 DDR title, complete with PlayStation Move compatibility. Konami announced today it will release Dance Dance Revolution, I cannot talk, new moves across Europe in March 2011. No. The new release marks the classic series debut for the PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system and showcases extended full-body movement via Sony's new PlayStation Move motion controllers. The new Dance Dance Revolution new moves features over 50 tracks ranging from popular hits to classic dance anthems for players of all ages with enhanced multiplayer capabilities.
Yay!
a new mode has been implemented where users will be able to dance using both the DDR Dance Mat controller and the PlayStation Move together.
Oh, interesting.
Very much so. Users move both their upper and the lower body as they dance to match the indicators displayed on the screen. As they use the dance mat controllers, mimic the on-screen arrows. The players also hold the PlayStation Move motion controller, which is represented by a ball of light on screen and must be guided towards relevant moving arrows.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot of thin and beautiful people playing PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see my note?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to do this last story really quickly. I know everybody's like, what? No. You'll never know. Okay, so apparently there's some gamers, pro game, or the pro gamer consumer lobby groups, Gamers Voice, are going to hold a special event with the MPs and video game industry representatives at the House of Commons. This is in the UK, in case you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Politicians of all parties have been invited to come and play video games with Gamers Voice members. I love this idea. The various trading bodies represent the UK video game industry, are representing the UK video games industry, have confirmed that they will be attending. Fantastic. Hopefully this will help you. Well, the first, let me tell you, Gamers Voice is basically an independent pressure group. They represent video games, video and computer gamers in the UK, and they're acting as a conduit to make their voices heard. This is something we should probably do here. So that's going to be scheduled for actually the 12th, next week, in the Macmillan Room in Portcullis House for you UK people. Make sure you go by there and represent for us. At least maybe we can try that over here. Set an example. Get our people to stop being crazy in Congress and stop trying to ban us. We wish you guys much success with that. We hope you do well. It is time for us to get out of here today. We've already had a crazy day. I say this to the technical difficulties. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow for lunch with Ginger and Corey. Remember, if you have something that irritated you or you want to talk about, you can drop by our forums. If you have news for us, press at GameAndAtrix.com. And also, we'll be on live tonight to discuss some of these lovely topics, especially the trend at CES. And it's going to be a really interesting talk. See you guys later.
You bust a cap in my ass.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Such humiliation will bring another.